I'm standing outside the United Nations headquarters where Christmas carolers are singing their rendition of Silent Night to commemorate the First World War Christmas truce. At Christmas time in 1914, a series of spontaneous ceasefires took place between soldiers fighting on the Western Front. The 5th of December marks the 100th anniversary of one of the most moving moments amongst the tragedy and carnage of World War I. Soldiers from opposing sides came out of their trenches and exchanged gifts and played the game of football. The ambassadors of Germany and the United Kingdom read letters from the soldiers at the front. First Harald Braun of Germany, and then Sir Mark Lyle Grant of the United Kingdom.
Morning had just broken when the English appeared and waved at us, which our men returned. Gradually, they came out of the trenches. Our men lit a Christmas tree that had been brought to the front, put it on the embankment, and rang bells. Everyone freed themselves from the trenches, and nobody would have even considered shooting.
All of our men got out of their trenches and sat on the parapet. The Germans did the same, and they talked to one another in broken English. I got onto the top of the trench and talked German and asked them to sing a German folk song, which they did. And then our men sang as well, and each side clapped and cheered the other.
The Secretary General Ban Ki-moon addressed the commemoration.
To this day, the events of Christmas of 1914 give us hope that enmities can be forgotten and that former enemies, such as the United Kingdom and Germany, can become great allies. I commend the permanent missions of Germany and the United Kingdom for holding this imaginative and evocative and very meaningful event. The carnage of the First World War led to the birth of the League of Nations, one of the first comprehensive attempts by the international community to create a multilateral body dedicated to maintaining peace. Tragically, the world found itself at war again. The United Nations rose from those ashes, and next year we'll celebrate United Nations' 70th anniversary. As we reflect on the lessons of one of the deadliest conflicts in history, let us also remember some of the most glorious examples of man's humanity to man.
The event ended with a football penalty shootout to remember the game troops from both sides played in peace 100 years ago. Stephanie Castro, United Nations.